Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Bet, at the bottom of the Amud, with the final Mishnah in the ninth Perak of Masachet Sanhedrin. And in this Mishnah, we're going to deal with a familiar passage towards the end. If somebody steals a kasva, we'll see what that is momentarily. Vamakalel bakosem, somebody curses through wizardry, we'll see what that means. Vaboel aramit, someone who has relations with a non-Jewish girl. Kanaim pogimbo, which means that zealots may or must attack him and kill him on the spot. We'll see what the very severe limitations of this are, and of course this carries with it a severe danger. Now, kohen sheshimesh betumah, if a kohen does avodah while he's tamei, they don't take him out to Beit Din. The young men of the kuna, they take him out outside of the azara. They take sticks and they beat his skull in. Zar shemesh mikdash. If a non kohen did avodah in the mikdash, he gets chenek chamomim bidei shamayim. It's mitah bidei shamayim, a heavenly punishment, which is not given to the Beit Din. Unlike Rabbi Kiva's position, and at the end, in tomorrow's, in the next podcast, we will see some details about that particular piece. Okay, my kasva. We said one of the things is stealing a kasva. Rabbi Yehuda klei sharet. It's a reference to any of the kelim of the mikdash. V'chein omer ve'it ksot hanasech. In describing the kelim and which family of the levim was responsible for carrying which kelim, it refers to them as ksot hanasech. So that same word kasva. So where is there an allusion that one would die for taking this? And the pasuk at the very end of Parshat Bamidbar, v'le'avo lirot kevalat ha-kodesh v'meitu. The literal context, the in-context literal meaning is, nobody should see when these kelim are being put away, because they will die. Meaning that if watching the kelim putting away, somehow will mystically kill them. However, the drasha is that nobody should see when these things are being stolen, Vametu, meaning the one who stole them really deserves to die. Okay. Hamakalel bakosem. We're going to see more about Kanaim Pogimbo after we finish all three examples. Hamakalel bakosem. It's really not examples, it's an exhaustive list. What does that mean? Tarav Yosef, yakeh kosem et kosmo, which means that he's megadeh, if he curses God, but he substitutes kosem instead of God. So a wizard. And what he's done effectively is parrot kilat Hashem, bichad Hashem, but using the wizard name. Rabbanan vitem Rabbanan Mary Hamri, they say it means something else. Yakeo kosem lo le kolon umiakono. That the kosem should kill, the God should kill this guy and his maker and his master. So he's cursing God through the kosem. Okay, vabola ramit, what's that? Bamine rav kahana mirav. So he asked the following question, lo pagubo kanaim mahu. We know what bola ramit is. It's a man who has relations with a non-Jewish woman. But what happens if, and in most cases it's not going to be such a public spectacle, of course for the one famous exception, and it's a really famous example, what if Kanoim don't encounter him? Then what's his punishment? Inche Rav Ligamora, Rav forgot his learning on this. He knew he had a tradition, he forgot what it was. So what happened? Rav Kahana asked him, Akriya Rav Kahana v'chelme. That night Rav Kahana had a dream, and in the dream he was made to read the two psukim from Malachi Bet. And then, Yachreit Adonai lo se aila, you see it on the page, it's one of the psukim. Now, Atamale, the next day, Rav Kahana came to Rav and said, Hachi Akriyun, in the dream I was made to read this pasuk. Adkare Rav the Gemara. So Rav remembered his teaching, and he went through the psukim and said what they refer to. Bagda Yehuda zu avodah zarah. That Yehuda has rebelled, that is a reference to idolatry. V'cheinu Omer, just as a woman rebels against her husband by having an affair with somebody else, Kein begatim bi beit Yisrael nu madunai. Similarly, you have rebelled against me. In other words, infidelity, avodah zarah. Toivanas tav Yisrael, an abomination was done, Yerushalayim, zemishkav zachor, that's homosexuality. V'cheinu Omer, v'tzachal ishkav ishkav eishat, toivahi. It's one of the things called toivah. Now, why he said it was that and not something else called toivah, like cross-dressing and other things. So he had a mesorah on what these things meant. What does that mean? Zuzona. Where does he get that from? The word kadesh or kadesha really referred to cult prostitutes. And so therefore, it's an allusion to that practice. Uva'al bat el nechar, he had relations with the daughter of a foreign god, Zabal anochri, that's having relations with a non-Jewish woman. Uchtiv batre, so that therefore includes our bol aramit. Uchtiv batre, what's the next pasuk say? Yachret adonai la'ish asher yasena ervone me'olhei Yaakov, umagish minchal adonai tzvot. Hashem will wipe out, and he will have no children who do these things. Now, what's the drasha on those last two? Im talmid chacham hu le'yelo erba chachamim v'onem ha'talmidim. If this guy's a talmid chacham, then he will have no more attention from the chachamim, nor anyone to answer him among the talmidim. Im kohen hu, but if he's a kohen, lo'yelo ben magish minchal adonai tzvot. He won't have a child who brings a mincha, meaning he'll get wiped out without children. So if he's a talmid, a chacham, he won't have any children who participate in that. If he is a kohen, he won't have children participating in that. In any case, we now find out that if kanoim do not attack him, then his punishment is karet. Now, Amar Vichia bar Avuya, Kolaba al hanochrit ki'il mitchaten b'avodah zara. Anybody who has relations with a non-Jewish woman, it's like he's marrying avodah zara. Where'd they get that from? Dechtiv uva'al bat el nechar. He had relations with the daughter of a foreign god. Does a foreign god have a daughter? That's referring to having relations with a devotee of Avodah Zarah, and it's as if you've married her. So now we have a piece that was only connected because of the common Amora, the common Darshan. Katuv al Gulgol Toshal Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim, who was the second to last king of Yehuda, before Galut Yehoyachin, it said on his skull, Zot v'or acheret, this punishment and another. So now we have a story. Zekeno de Rabbi Preda, Rabbi Preda's grandfather. Ashkachahu gulgalta David Shadi v'ashar v'yishalim. He found outside of the gates of Yishalayim, he found a skull. Kativa lave, Zot v'or acheret, it said that phrase on it. Kvara, so he buried it. Havadanavug, it popped up again. Kavrai, buried it. Havadanavug, it bubbled up again. Amar hai gulgalta shayokim. It must be Yoyakim's skull. He didn't know that Yehoyakim's skull said Zot Vodacheret on it, but he knew the Echtiv Bei Kvurat Chamor Yikaver Sacho V'Hashlech Mehala L'Shar Yerushalayim, that Yehoyakim was cursed by Yirmiyahu, that he's going to be buried like a donkey, he's going to be schlepped around. That must be the curse, that his skull was separated from his body, and now it won't be buried. Amar Malko, but he said he's a king. V'la V'Rachar El V'Zuyeh, it's not nice to degrade him. So what did he do? Shakla, he took the skull. Karcha B'Shirai, he wrapped it up in silk. V'Otve B'Sif, they put it into a box. Atoy David to Chazita, his wife, who, as you will find out in a minute, was his second wife, came and found this skull. Nafkat Amar Lula Shivata. She went out and asked her neighbors, what is this? So the neighbor is making trouble for her. Amri La, Haidita Kamaitehi. This is the skull of his first wife. Tolo Kaman Shila. He can't forget her. So what happened? The wife became enraged. Shigarta Latanura. She threw the skull into the oven. Vakalta and burned it. Kiata, when the husband came and she told him what happened, Amar Zot, that's why it said on it, this and yet another, meaning he was punished by not being able to be buried and then by having his skull burned. Okay, we now are going to go back to the story of Pinchas, but via a detour. Kiata Avdimi Amar. Avdimi gave the following tradition from Eretz Yisrael. He said, Beitino Shal Chashmonai, which may mean Matityahu, it may mean Matityahu's father, it may mean a Beitin during the period of the Chashmonai rule, unclear. Gazru, they made a decree. So just as a preface, it's important to note that relations with a non-Jewish woman are nowhere particularly banned in the Torah. So they made a Gzerah, Habal Anochrit, if you have relations with an Anochrit, Chayav, and this is difficult because Chayav Mid Rabbanan is kind of difficult. What does that mean? Alam Ishum Nad Shah, meaning Nida. We're going to say that she's a Nida, even though there is no Nida with non-Jews. Shifcha, even though she really is not a Shifcha, we're going to refer to her as a Shifcha. Goya, even though the Isser of having relations with the Goya is in the context of marriage, Lotit Chaten Bam, and even then may only be the seven nations. And Eshet Ish, if she was married, then you violated that also. He's disagreed with the last one. He says, Nida, Shifcha, Goya, and Zona, because they sleep around. Shum Ishut Leit Lohu. There is no Ishut because they're not careful about their own monogamy. V'idach, what does Rav Dimi say? Nishayu Vadi Lo Mifkiri. No, they're not mafkir their wives. Maybe they're daughters, but they're not mafkir their wives. Their wives stay loyal to them. So Amrav Chista, Habali Malech. Then we go back to Pekanoim Pogimbo. If a Kanoi comes up to you and says, I see this happening, should I go kill him? Ain't Morino, we don't tell him to. We don't. Meaning it has to come from his own real sense of indignation at what's happening and revulsion. Let's say Zimri had separated from Cosby just before Pinchas hit him, and then Pinchas killed him. Pinchas would be responsible and liable for killing an innocent person. Now, Pach Zimri Argol Pinchas, and if Zimri, even while having relations, would turn around and kill Pinchas, Eina Ragalav, he would be innocent, Shai Rodefu, because Pinchas is going to kill him. Okay, now we go to the story of Pinchas, and many of the famous Agadot in the background of the story. So there was this mass group worshipping Baal Peor, and Moshe said, we have to go kill him. Halach shivto shel Shimon etzel Zimri ben Salu. So the shevet went to the chieftain and said, Amru lo hein dani dinei nefashot, v'ata yoshevet shotek. They are judging, and evidently Shimon was very involved in this, the shevet. Moshe is judging and convicting of capital crimes, and you're not doing anything. You have to protest. So Masa, what did Zimri do? Amar v'kibetz asim v'ar ba'alef Yisrael. He got 24,000 of Jews together. V'alach etzel Kozbi, and he went to Kozbi, who was this princess. Amar lai shmi'ili, have relations with me. Amar lo bat melachani, I'm a princess. Chen sivali avi, what did my father tell me? Lo tishmi'el agodol shemahem, you can have relations only with the biggest one. She was aiming for Moshe. Amar la afu nasi shevet vu. I'm also a nasi shevet. He talked about himself in the third person. Lord elashu godol imenu. I'm greater than he is. Why? Shusheni labeten. I am the second, meaning Shimon is the second of Yaakov's. Vushlishi labeten. That may either mean that Levi was the third, or maybe then Moshe was the third in his family. So Tafsabi Vluritai grabbed her by his hair, but he viyayit sal Moshe, he slept in a Moshe. Marla ben Amram, zua asura muteret. Is this one muter to me or not? He wanted Moshe, of course, to say asura, so he could challenge him. In the meantime, Moshe didn't say anything. V'im toma asura, bat yitro mitira lecha. And if you're going to tell me she's asura, then who said you could marry Tzipora, who's also a non-Jew? Of course, the answer is quite easy, is that when Moshe married Tzipora, there were no Jews. It was all before Matan Torah, and then everybody becomes Jewish. Besides which, the context is very different. So, what happened? Moshe got tongue-tied. He forgot the halacha. So, of course, everybody standing around starts weeping. Moshe's challenge doesn't have an answer. That's the pasuk. Then Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen saw, and he stood up and he took the spear. What did he see? He saw this act of sex going on, and he was reminded of the halacha. Amar lo achi avi abba, my great uncle Moshe. Didn't you teach us? So Amar lo Moshe said, the guy who reads the letter should be the one to execute it. You remembered it. You're the one who goes and does it. So therefore, kill him. That was one take. That's Rav's take on what vayar mean. What it is that Pinchas saw. He said, he saw this terrible Chilul Hashem going on. He said, there's no Kavod L'Rav. I'm not going to wait for Moshe to act, and I'm not going to ask him what to do. I see a Chilul Hashem, I got to act. He saw the destruction happening, the plague happening, and he got up and acted. Now what happened? He got up from the group, and he took a spear. Why in that order? You see, you can't come into the Beit Midrash with a weapon. He had to go out to get his weapon. What did he do? Shalaf shnanai. He took the sharp part off the edge, and now you have a stick. He put it in his pouch. He was leaning and walking on his stick. He got to Shimon Amar, we're no greater than you are. And they didn't understand what he meant. Amru hanichulu afula sot sochav nichnas. Yeah, let him in. Pinchas wants from the action too. He tiru prushin tadavar. It must be that the prushin, the ones who are normally very religious, said it's mutter. That's how they understood it. So Pinchas used this fooling to get in. And then he got in, he did what he did. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Nisim Nasud Lo LePinchas. Six Nisim happened to Pinchas that day. First of all, Zimri was still involved in sex with Cosby, allowing Pinchas to kill him. Second thing is Zimri should have turned around and said, hey guys, protect me. He didn't say anything. The third thing is that Pinchas skewered the two of them right in the genitalia, so he could see what this is about. Fourth thing is, they did not fall off of the spear. He had to be able to prove that he was innocent by showing them having relations, so he had to keep them locked together. As he carried them out on the spear, the malach came and lifted up the lintel so that he didn't have to lower the spear and then they would slide off. The plague that happened. Now, what happened? Pinchas came and threw them down in front of Hashem, meaning the Beit Din. 24,000 people should die because of these? That's when he died in the plague. And one of the historiographic parkim of Tehillim that retells the story of Bnei Israel, it says Pinchas stood up vayifalel and he judged. He didn't daven, he judged. Meaning he judged with Hashem, he sued Hashem, and he said, "You can't kill people because of this." So Malach Yashar wanted to knock him out. Amar then, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say back to them? Hanichu lo, leave him alone. Kanoi ben Kanoihu. He's a Kanoi ben Kanoi. Meshiv Chema ben Meshiv Chemahu. He's somebody who softens divine anger. The son of one, meaning the grandson of one who does. Hitchilu Shvatim Vazinoto. So then the Shvatim started to make fun of him. Meaning, Re'item ben Putiza, according to one tradition, his mother's father was Yitro, meaning Elazar married a daughter of Yitro. Re'item ben Putiza, because not Putiel. Remember in the 8th parak of Batra, we had two takes on why he's called, his mother's called Bnot Putiel. Elazar took Bnot Putiel, whether she was from Yosef, or from Yitro, Shepitem Agalim. So I said, here, this guy's grandfather was making Avodah Zarah calves for Agnasi Shev Yisrael, and he's killing Anasi? So Ba'akatub Yichso, therefore the Torah came and we give Michas, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. So Hashem said to Moshe, give him shalom. Shalom. Right? So he said, you greet Pinchas with shalom and you make sure that he knows that he's okay. This kapara really should last forever. That's what he's saying, is that the kapara that Pinchas affected is a kapara that should last forever. Okay, one more piece on this. Story of Pinchas. I'm Nachman Rav. My dichtiv zar zir motnaim otayish umelach al kumimo. That this kind of animal or a ram, and there's a king of Alkum with him, whatever that may mean. So we're gonna have a drasha. Arbami od vesim arbabi lot baaloto rasha otayom. That this is a reference to Zimri. Zar zir sounds like Zimri. So the gematria of zar zir is 424. To say he had bio with Cosby 424 times on that day. V'himtin lo, that's what naim, himtin, meaning Pinchas waited for him. Ad she tashash kocho, tayish, until tashash, till he weakened. When yodesh malachal, meaning to attack him. V'hu ayin yodesh malachal kumimo. Pinchas didn't know that Hashem, in front of whom nobody can stand, Alkum, was with him. Meaning he could have gone after him right away. Manita tanashishim. We have another version which says he had bio with her 60 times. Ad shenasa, these are obviously all exaggerations, but for a point, ad shenasa kebetza muzeret, until he became like a weakened egg white, meaning his sperm became so diluted. Ve'ataka ugam liyamayim, and she became like a flower bed filled with water. Amrav kahana moshava beit se'ah. Now we're making fun of her, saying that her seat was like the size of a se'ah. Rav Yosef kever shala amah, that her entrance was really the width of an amah. Obviously an exaggeration also, but there to demean her. Rashi shalom Kozbi Shma, he says her name wasn't really Kozbi, Ela Shvil Na'i Batsur Shma, that she had this other name. Onikar Shma Kozbi, so why was she called Kozbi? She kazva be'avia, she lied to her father. Why? Because her father said, only go with Moshe, and she went with Zimri. Tavarachar Kozbi, why shamra la'via, Kozbi amze. Kill for me, kill this nation for me. What's this Shvilnoi doing between the reeds and the sticks? Must be here for Znut. What's she doing here? Gafta le'ima, she must be coming to demean her mother. How's that? Because everybody's going to call her a Zona Batzona, and it demeans her mother. And by the way, he also says Zimri was not Zimri. Kozbi was not Kozbi, and Zimri was not Zimri. Zimri ben Salum, Shaul and Ben Akranit, who's listed in the census among Shimon, Ushlumel ben Shuri Shaddai, who was the Nesi of Shimon. What's problematic is the Nesi of Shimon at the beginning of the 40 years, which means he should be dead by now. Zimri, why is Zimri al-Shanasaki b'tzah Muzara? A Muzaret, that story with the semen. Ben Salu, al-Shi Sli Avonotav Shul Mishpachto. He raised the profile of his family's sins. Sha'ul, why? Al-Shi Shil Atzmon Dvaravera. He lent himself out for an Avera. Ben Akranit, al-Shasam Asekinan, u'ashmo, Shlumeel ben Suri Shaddai Shmo. Okay, we now have one piece related, going back to the Mishnah. We have Kohen Sheshimesh Betuma. If a Kohen does a vote of Betuma, then they go out and bust his chops. Now, Bar Mine Rav Acha, worse than that. Rav Baruna, Rav Sheshet. So he asked Rav Sheshet, Kohen Sheshet Betuma, Chayav Mita B'dei Shamayim, or Ein Chayav Mita B'dei Shamayim. Let's say these guys don't get to him. Whatever, they don't know about it. Is he Chayav Mita B'dei Shamayim or not? Amalei Tinitua, he said, we have a Mishnah. Kohen Sheshet Betuma, No Echav Kohenim V'nei Oto Leveti, No Pechei Kuna, Tzino Tochutz Lazaram, Fotzin Mocho B'Gizrin. If you think he's chayav mita b'dei shamayim, lishpukei the lake to b'dei shamayim. Let God take care of him. Leave him alone. Alamai eino chayav. You think he's not? So mikim ini rachmana patre v'anu neku miniktolei. Since when does Hashem not kill somebody and we get involved and kill him? V'lo? Of course we do. V'atnan mishlakav v'shana beitin machnitzon otol l'kipa. Rachmana patre v'anu neku miniktolei. We just had the Mishnah. If a fellow does a sin and involves mako twice, we put him in the kippah and kill him. So the answer is no. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Shlokesh, B'makot Shukritot Taskinan. That's talking about a case where he violated an avera with karet. The Gavrabar Katlahu, the guy deserves to die. Ay, v'agonev kasva. But earlier in our Mishnah, we had somebody who steals a kasva. That's not something you die for. And nonetheless, kanayin poginbo. Rabbi Yehuda, B'chle Sharet Taskinan. Or Miza, lo yavok al-erotik v'alat ha-kodesh v'meitu. We already saw that that's alluded to in the pasuk that you die for that. Kalatakos, same eye, the other one with cursing through the wizard. Again, it looks like Mikala, which of course Yechai Mita for. Vabola Ramit. We have the story. Rav Kahana had the Pasuk in Malachi, and Rav explained it. So really, these are all things that in one sense or another, you deserve to die. Which means that if the Kohanim take this guy out to kill him, he must be Chayav Mita B'dei Shamayim. So, if somebody pours, these are all things that are part of Avodah, but the person is doing them outside of the Mikdash, meaning outside of the Azarah. He pours the oil in. He mixes up the oil with the flour. He makes them into little breads. He salts. Hamenif, he lifts it up. Hamagish, brings it close to him. He's Beach. Hamasaderet HaShulchan, sets up the Shulchan, for like the Lechem HaPanim. Hametiva Tanirot, cleans out the menorah. Hakometz, he does a kometz of mincha. Amakabel damim bachutz. He does kabbalat adam. If it's bachutz, patur. Ve'ein chayavin alehen lo mishum zarut. And if you did it in the mikdash, but you're a non-kohen, you're not chayav for being zar. V'lo mishum tumah. And if you did it betumah, you're not chayav. V'lo mishum mechusar begadim. And not if you were a kohen doing it without proper begadim. V'lo mishum mechutz yadam raglaim. If you're a kohen who did it without proper washing of hands and feet. Implying that these things are also in a second level avodot, that you, if you do them as a non-proper person or place or setting, you're not chayav. So what's the implication? Hamikdar chayav. You are chayav if you burn the thing on the mizbeach. So my la mita, aren't you chayav mita? So you see a tameh who does that kind of avodah is chayav mita. Lo bazara. It just means you violated a law. Elazar nami lazaras. You say, you just said there, you're not chayav for zarut. You're telling me a zar can never be chayav mita? Aktiv, a zar krayv yumat. So the answer is hakarita v'hakarita, meaning, you're right, zarut, you're not chayav for yotzek and bolel, but for mikta, you're chayav mita. Tuma, you're not chayav, and there's an azara. That is not the same thing. So v'chlad yotzek v'al lav nami lo? So that means that pouring the oil or mixing it up, there's not even a lav if you're a zar? Atani, azara li yotzek v'al minai. And how do we know that there's a prohibition doing that betuma? They have to be sanctified and not defile. So by doing it as a somebody who's tummy, you're defiling it. So you can't say that Yotzeku Bolel, which are lighter than Miktar, Yotzeku Bolel are alav and Miktar is alav. So if Yotzeku Bolel are alav, then Miktar has to be Chayav Mita B'dei Shamayim. And if Miktar is only alav, then Yotzeku Bolel have to be less. The answer is they are less. Midrabanan. across Machta B'Yama. The Rabbanon was simply using the Pasuk, Kiroshim Yu, as a, to lean against, but really it's the Rabbanon. So, Meita Ve'elu and Shemita, Tavesh Shemesh. We have a Braita that we're going to look at the beginning of the next podcast. The lists, the exhaustive list of Chayav Mita B'Yedei Shemaim, has Tavesh Shemesh. And therefore, Tiyufta, therefore, if Sheshet really has been refuted. And indeed, if somebody does Avodah while they are a Tamei, then they are Chayav Mita B'Yedei Shemaim. I wish you have a wonderful day. We'll pick up with the last podcast in the ninth parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.